I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services have released the new U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans to criticism from some health experts. Those folks say the final guidelines don't follow the recommendations made by the U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee released earlier this year. The scientific committee said Americans should consume less than 6% of daily calories from added sugars. That's a reduction from 10% in previous guidelines. The committee also suggested tightening alcohol consumption limits for men from 2 drinks per day to 1 drink, the same recommendation for women on days when alcohol is consumed. The American Public Health Association encouraged those changes.
Alcohol is responsible for lots of mortality. Alcohol-related deaths have doubled over the last 2 decades, such that excessive alcohol consumption is the third leading cause of preventable death in the United States.
The government didn't take the advice and kept the same limitations on both alcohol and sugar consumption from previous guidelines. The government did accept scientific advice that said children younger than 2 should completely avoid foods and drinks with added sugars. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans serve as the basis of school lunch programs, nutrition education efforts, national health objectives, and disease prevention initiatives for the next 5 years.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.